Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we'll be talking about the upcoming season at ACT, which is also known as Anchorage Community Theater.
And to talk about it, we have Bill Cotton and Shachi Schaefers. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, Bill, you are the executive director of Anchorage Community Theater.
I am.
And you have a new season lineup already that is going to carry us through. The first play is going to be in September, and this is going to go all the way through May or June.
We've got a great season coming up, 5 regular season plays. The first one is Arsenic and Old Lace that opens, I believe, the last day in September and runs through most of October.
How long has it been since that's been done in Anchorage? I will, of course, never forget the first time it was done in Anchorage.
It's probably been 10 or 12 years since it was done last. The first time it was done here was, of course, in 1957 when Boris Karloff came up to play the role that was written for him when the show opened on Broadway.
And, of course, it was in the movie, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I remember that performance very well.
Gene, you saw that in 1957?
Oh, yes, I did. Certainly.
Wow. Boris, did you get to meet Boris Karloff?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Wow. Well, it is such a great play and such great roles. And in fact, we're having auditions going right now. There's auditions tonight at 7 o'clock. So anybody out there who wants to get one of those great roles or even do a supporting role if they haven't acted before, want to give it a shot, should show up at ACT tonight.
To be in Arsenic and Old Lace.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's when they use the word chestnut. Right?
You can dig locks in the Panama Canal in the basement.
Uh-huh.
There is a character who resembles Boris Karloff, and there are two elderly aunts whose generosity and good nature is boundless, shall we say.
Yes, very boundless. So, what follows that? Let's not get hung up on that.
Well, we have a partnership with Shotzi's company, Three Wise Moose, that actually starts the last week of Arsenic and Old Lace, but 10 o'clock shows, and then runs 3 weeks after that. We're presenting another edition of four short plays by Alaskans, and I'll let Shotzi talk about that.
Yeah, we've got 4 brand new scripts, and the scripts are by myself, by Arlisha Jones, Dawson Moore, and Tom Moran of Fairbanks. If you were at the last Frontier Theater Conference, you may have seen the reading of his play, The Big Guy, which is about Godzilla. It's a one-man show. And it got quite a lot of buzz at the theater conference, and so I picked that one up to produce in foreplay this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed that one.
I did, too.
There's a conference.
So it'll be a surprise to you when you come to see it.
It'll be, yeah.
In October.
And which play is yours? Have we seen it yet in a reading?
Actually, it was an overnighter from about a year ago called The Cross. And this was the one where there's a woman trying to make an independent film, but the man who is financing the film wants his untalented son to star in the movie. And so she's stuck trying to put him into a scene subtly to have him cross in the background, but he can't manage to do it because he keeps, you know, staring at the camera or staring at the actors and screwing up the scene. So she's basically, it's about her having to compromise her artistic vision in order to get her movie made.
Oh, okay, this sounds pretty funny. It's like a Blake Edwards thing.
It's a little, yeah. It's definitely light.
Yeah. And what else?
And we've got Dawson Moore's Living with the Savage, which is about a woman who brings home an actual bone in his nose, loincloth wearing savage to be her grown children's new stepfather.
Okay.
And that's a lot of fun. And then Arlisha Jones has a great little gem called Shoe Story, which is a 10-minute play. Between two women, one of whom has fabulous shoes and the other one who wants her fabulous shoes.
That's life.
That is
yes.
life
that
all
is
around.
Life.
Yeah, 4 very funny plays, and that's going up October 21st, and we're going to run for 4 weeks there at ACT.
Excellent. Not just a casual one night a month, but the whole run. Excellent.
Yes, absolutely.
Really,
and we have a really,
that.
Really strong cast for that one. I'm very excited.
Excellent.
Including David Haynes as Godzilla.
Oh. Ooh, wonderful.
Wow.
He is so good.
I've seen him level Tokyo before. And he's formidable. And so, what else, Bill Cotton?
Well, our Christmas play is called Inspecting Carol, and it was written for the Seattle Repertory Theater, and it is a great comedy. It's about a theater company that has put on a Christmas Carol for probably 20 years, and everything goes wrong with the production. It's a hoot. It really is. And then after that, we're presenting Steel Magnolias, which has roles for women only. We have a lot more women in this town who love to be actors than men, and this is a great chance for them to get out.
That's going to be a hot audition, let me tell you, with all those great roles in that play. And Megan Blado is directing that one.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yeah. That is, I love that play.
Yeah.
And then mid-spring, we're doing Proof, a great show, opportunity for some really good actors to shine through. And our final show of the season is directed by Shotzi.
It's Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure. And this is a new script by Stephen Dietz. And Stephen Dietz is the playwright who wrote Becky's New Car that was done at Cyrano's last year. And, well, he's written a lot of different plays on different subjects. He doesn't really have a particular style, except that all his plays are really smart and really funny. And when I read this play, I knew I wanted to direct it, even though the play is smarter than I am. So it's going to be a lot of work. I got to do my Sherlock Holmes research.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Bill Cotton and Shotzi Schaffers talking about Alaska Community Theater's upcoming season. This is a very exciting season.
It is. We're really excited about it. And the people that have been coming to our summer show, The 39 Steps, take a look at this season. And I've heard more interest than we've ever had before in a season. We've actually sold more season tickets than we ever have. And the season hasn't even started.
Wonderful.
Yeah, well, what do you think that is? Because you think the quality of the plays all around, is it the productions are just better than they used to be, and word of mouth has just ignited excitement?
Well, we did have a very good season last year, finishing up with Pump Boys and Dinettes and the show this summer, The 39 Steps. So that helps. I think a lot of people know and love Arsenic and Old Lace. I can't tell you how much excitement I've heard from people coming into the theater that were doing that show.
And that's a group that doesn't normally, some of whom don't normally go to the theater, might come turn out for that, which I always love to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do show up for the classics. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, these are all really well-known plays, or at least well-known subjects like Sherlock Holmes. And so I think that generates a lot of interest. But I have to say, personally, my opinion, I think ACT has grown a lot in the last few years. And I think the quality of the shows has been absolutely the best that I've seen since ACT's been around.
Thank you. I was about to say that. I think so, too. I've been really impressed with the last couple of seasons since you've been there, Bill. It's been improving every year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know enough to stay out of the way.
But he's also a good executive director.
Yes.
Good leadership really helps.
So Shotzi, the foreplay, this is like the fifth edition of it?
This is, yeah. This is the fifth time I've done foreplay. I started doing it in 2004, and the first three times that I did foreplay, it was all my plays, because that's really the reason I started doing it, was a way to produce my own plays.
It's, right.
And when you're starting out as a playwright, it's not easy to get people to do your plays for you, so I figured I'd just do it myself. And so I had three really successful runs of foreplay doing it like that, but, you know, that was 12 plays. And so I started thinking, you know, I should really start including other Alaskans in this process, because not only because it broadens the audience, and I think it broadens interest, but because you get them to help. You know, when I was producing my own plays, I had to do a lot of the work myself, but when you get other playwrights involved, they roll up their sleeves and help out. They, you know, go find costumes or props or whatever, and so having all the other playwrights involved last year, I think it made for a more interesting show, and it made for a better process, and so I'm doing that again this year.
Good. Well, that totally makes sense, you know. You get burnt out, you know, shouldering this burden solo.
Yeah, I mean, it's great once the show opens and there's, you know, the show goes really well and all these people come see it, but it is a really tough process to direct and pull together, you know, four of your own plays. You think it wouldn't be that hard because they're short plays, but really, you're directing four entire plays.
Yeah, wow. And the Sherlock Holmes that you're closing the season with, was that your selection?
Actually, no. Bill offered that to me. He was looking at potential directors for the season, and he'd already chosen the plays. And I read the entire pile of scripts, and Sherlock Holmes was the one that popped out at me, partially because I'm very interested in new plays, and this is a very new script. It's an adaptation of the original, but this script only came out in 2006.
It's interesting. Which does it take? Is it just a new case, or does it take some of the cases?
What? I'll have to do my research to answer that question because I don't really know. I'm not a Sherlock Holmes aficionado. I'm just becoming a fan.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The casting process. The casting is usually done immediately before the play goes up, like you're casting right now for Arsenic and Old Lace, and that begins like what? The rehearsals begin like a month from now.
Right at the end of August.
Okay, so like let's say the Sherlock Holmes play, for instance, you're going to be casting that a month before you begin?
I do it a little bit differently. I really like to cast earlier. For instance, I've already cast Foreplay, and that's not going up until October 21st, and there were a couple different reasons for that, including one of the directors being out of town. But also, I like to have the actors have the scripts in their hands as early as possible so that they can show up to the rehearsal off book. Now, that rarely happens, but at least they can try, and sometimes they've gotten some of the work out of the way. And also, you get to snag those good actors up before other people do.
Well, there's that. And then on the other hand, they suddenly get a job somewhere. And
yeah, everybody loves Wales comes to town and you lose half of them. But, you know, things happen.
Well, Foreplay has been a real pleasure for us at ACT. It's really allowed us to get into a little different area of supporting some Alaska playwrights with shorter plays. I mean, traditionally, we've done very traditional plays. And this has allowed us to reach some different folks in the audience. So it's been great. It was a super successful presentation last year. We were invited to present the shows in Valdez at the Last Frontier Theater Conference also, which was great.
Where I saw them.
And we're looking at the possibility of taking the shows to Fairbanks. That's not set in stone yet, but I'm talking with a company up in Fairbanks about bringing the shows up there because one of the playwrights is from Fairbanks,
yeah,
Tom Moran. Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, if anybody's interested in ACT, participating as an actor, or doing and one of the many jobs you have to offer, what do they have to do, Bill?
Well, they can show up for auditions tonight at 7 for Arsenic and Old Lace. They can go on our website and take a look there. And they can email me at acthome@gci.net.
Okay, and you have all kinds of jobs. And this is like a little ready-made, you know, project community. Just waiting for people to kind of pitch in and help and put on the show.
Yes, right now we're actually building the set for Arsenic and Old Lace, so if anyone would like to help out with that, and particularly in the next several weeks, doing some painting or construction or just cleaning up, we'd love to hear from you.
I understand you have Alan Clark now, too. But we're running out of time, and so I have to thank you for coming, Shotzi Schaffers and Bill Cotton, to talk about ACT's upcoming program for the year. Sounds like a great schedule. Thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Gene.
Thanks, you.
Mark.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. At Cyrano's, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is running. Performances are at 7 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday through August, with a Sunday matinee at 3 on August 21st and 28th. This comedy is a big hit with audiences. I liked it. And if you like to spell, you may have a chance to join in. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Outnought presents Hedwig and the Angry Inch through August the 30th. Showtimes are Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 7 and 10 p.m. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Tonight, August 5th, will be a second performance of the Acted Cemetery Tour. Actors in costumes stand on the graves of some of Alaska's most colorful characters and tell their stories. Each story takes about 10 minutes and is repeated, so you can come anytime between 7 and 9 and wander around listening to them. Use the entrance at 7th and Cordova.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents How to Make Love Like an Alaskan and Sleepless in Soldotna. Summer performances run June 12th through August the 31st on Sunday through Wednesday nights at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets available for all dates at denaliartscouncil.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.